views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben here, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Taking your calls at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. And I specialize in using nutritional supplementation to help take care of the body, to help heal what's known as disease or dysfunction. I don't like using prescription drugs. I look at prescription drugs as toxic pharmaceuticals, toxic materials. Sometimes you need them, of course, but more often than not, nutrition is the way to go. That's because I look at the human body as a healing system, a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis. We want to help you do that. So give us a shout at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. Welcome aboard. As I said, I'm a nutritional pharmacist. I look at the body as something that's been designed to be healthy. Poor health is the result of a deterioration of these health systems. The body is designed to heal itself, and if there's something that's gone wrong, if you suffer from some kind of disease, clearly there's something that's going wrong with the normal function of the body. The body is not only capable of healing itself, it's always trying to do just that. It's a complex system of balancing mechanisms, balancing and counterbalancing mechanism, striving to achieve this homeostasis or balance system. Your immune system, your heart system, circulatory system, pulmonary system, central nervous system, the digestive system, and all these systems are working together to create vibrancy and health. If there is disease present, there's got to be something that's blocking that system, some kind of obstacle. And you can provide some relief with prescription drugs, some symptomatic relief. You can fool yourself or you can fool the body into thinking that there's some kind of health going on. But really, you have to have some kind of deeper or more long-lasting result. And the only way to do that is with nutritional supplementation and dietary strategies. The body has to get everything it needs for these systems to function normally and properly. And this, of course, is a combination of dietary choices as well as digestive function. One of the places where ill health can rear its ugly head is in migraine headaches. Migraine headaches are recurrent, throbbing, very painful headaches that can affect one side or both sides of the head, with pain usually concentrated in the front part of the temples or behind one eye or behind one ear. Besides pain, a migraine patient may have nausea, vomiting, and may be sensitive to light, may be sensitive to loud noises. Migraines can occur any time during the day, although typically a migraine headache will start off in the morning. The pain can last minutes, hours, or even up to 1 or 2 days. I remember when I was a pharmacist, I had a patient who had a migraine headache for months. Migraine headaches can cause digestive problems, nausea and vomiting, and as patients who have migraines will recognize, migraines are often preceded by warning signs, visual disturbances, or muscle pains in the jaw, or the head or the neck, shoulders, upper back, predominantly. There's almost 28 million folks in America who suffer from migraine headaches. And although you can get a migraine headache at any age, typically it's between the ages of 15 and 55. After puberty, it's mostly women that suffer from migraine headaches. Some 6% of men and 18% of women are going to suffer a migraine headache sometime in their life. Migraines will typically involve blood changes in the brain. Blood vessels can either narrow or expand. Narrowing will cause a constriction of the blood flow, and that's what causes problems with sight or dizziness. When the blood vessels expand, they can press on nearby nerves or release different kinds of chemicals. And these chemicals can affect how cells talk to each other, and the net result is what's known as a migraine headache. If you do suffer from migraines, you may want to know about the migraine elimination diet. There are certain foods that have been known to trigger these blood vessel changes in the brain. Amine foods, there's a particular kind of chemical called amine. Amines, phenylethylamine, tyramine, histamine, these are amine foods, and they're found in fermented products, aged cheeses, yogurt, sauerkraut, also eggplant, bananas, cola drinks. All of these are rich foods that are rich in amines. Phenylethylamines are found in chocolate and cocoa products. Berry pie filling can be a source of phenylethylamine. Red wine is always a problem because red wine contains numerous factors that can trigger migraine headaches as well. If you do suffer from migraines, these are certain foods that you're going to want to eliminate. Especially stay away from these chocolates and red wines. Those tend to be the biggest problems, also cheeses. Also, you may want to know about eliminating caffeine. And if you suffer from migraines, you also want to stay away from food additives, monosodium glutamate, MSG, which is found in a lot of Asian foods. Also, MSG is kind of tricky because it has disguised names. Autolyzed yeast extract, tortula extract, vegetable extract. These can also be all be disguised names for MSG, which can trigger migraine headaches. If you suffer from migraines, first thing you want to do is strengthen your digestive system or look for these kinds of foods. Probiotics like Longevity's FloraFX product is a great way to help build the good bacteria in your gut, and this can have a positive effect on migraine headaches. Also, the Biolumin product, Nightly Essence, also the Living Essence can be beneficial as well. Digestive enzymes, the Longevity enzyme products are a very good way to help strengthen the digestive system. And also, of course, essential fatty acids and a good nutritional supplement program can go a long way towards giving you a better digestive system and also can help eliminate migraines. Don't be afraid to take a day off from eating or a couple days off from eating as well. If you suffer from migraine headaches, fasting is a wonderful thing to do. In fact, fasting is a great thing to do just as a regular part of a health program. As we fast, we give our bodies, our digestive tracts a day off, give our digestive systems a break, and it can allow an unhealthy digestive system to kind of recover and heal itself, and it can allow a digestive system to heal itself, a healthy digestive system to heal itself as well. We take a day off. Why is it that we never think of giving our digestive system a day off? If you have migraines or food allergy problems also, you'll find that when you take a day off, when you fast, you'll actually have more energy rather than less energy. That's because your body doesn't have to waste its time trying to purify some of these toxins and allergens that can build up from folks who have unhealthy digestive systems. Long story short, your body is designed to heal itself, but you got to have the right healthcare strategies to do it. First and foremost is making sure that your digestive system is operating to peak efficiency. Taking days off is a great way to do that. Taking days off from food, of course, I'm talking about. This is a great way to do that. Also, taking in good nutrients, good raw materials for helping build the digestive system is another wonderful health strategy. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and we're going to come back and take your phone calls on the ZBS Radio Network. That's 831-685-1080 for your priority line number, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. We're coming back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program right after this break. Don't go away.
In order to absorb nutrients and digest protein properly, the body needs to have the right pH level of stomach acid. When the pH level isn't acidic enough, you can't absorb nutrients properly, allowing the food you eat to ferment, produce gas, cause belching, and that bloated feeling. Ultimate Enzymes is perfect for those people who have to watch what they eat. Each bottle contains betaine hydrochloride and ox bile, an enzyme complex formulated to support all aspects of digestion, including maintaining proper pH levels. And at $19 a bottle wholesale, you'll properly digest fats, proteins, and nutrients without eating away your hard-earned dough. Balance your stomach pH levels and get rid of excess gas that causes belching and bloating by giving your body what it needs for proper digestive health. Ultimate Enzymes.
To order Ultimate Enzymes, contact your Longevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
We are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, Longevity's Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio show. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, and we are taking your calls, as we always do, at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We want to get you off your prescription drugs and get you on a good nutritional supplement program like Longevity's. And give us a shout. We'll help you do just that. I'll be sitting in for the next hour or so with my good friend, Doug Winfrey. Hello there, Douglas.
Hello, Ben.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, not much. I want to ask you a little bit more about this migraine topic. You had mentioned that, 6% of men get them compared to, 18%?
That's right.
Why is it that three times as many women get it as men?
Well, that's a good question. I think primarily it's because they have to deal with men.
Hey, come on now.
No. That's not why. You know, that's a good question, actually. It turns out that women who get migraine headaches will have an increased prevalence of migraine headaches when they go into menopause or when they are coming into their periods. So they think that estrogen, also birth control pills, can trigger migraines as well. So it has something to do with estrogen, which makes a lot of sense because estrogen is a vasoactive hormone. It affects the circulatory system. So I think it has something to do with estrogen. That would be my guess. And men, by the way, make estrogen as well, and that's one of the reasons why men suffer from it too. But women are much more sensitive to changes in estrogen. Their estrogen goes up and their estrogen goes down. And so I would say that it has something to do with fluctuations in the hormone estrogen. That would be my guess.
I would be curious to see, I don't know if there's any studies been done, if there's been an increase in the amount of migraines in the last
because
several
of
xenoestrogens? Because of xenoestrogens, yeah,
you know,
in the environment.
I think there probably would be also because migraines are associated with food additives. And, of course, there's a lot more food additives these days.
Sure is.
Yeah. You know, I was reading a statistic. There's actually 100,000 chemicals in our environment that didn't exist in the year 1900.
Really?
100,000.
They're just floating around at the water table?
Around all over the place. You know what else can trigger migraines is NutraSweet. That's another thing. Not that sugar's great for you or anything, but I think sugar's probably better. You're better off drinking your regular Coke than your Diet Coke, especially if you suffer from migraines. And MSG, of course, is a big
problem.
Maybe
just not drink any Coke at all would be good.
Maybe that's a good idea, too. You know, but if you have to have your Coke, probably Coke is better than the NutraSweet. NutraSweet, I was reading about some kind of class action lawsuit recently in NutraSweet. Did you read anything about that?
No, I didn't, but I did see a story that in the country of India, they have actually banned the sales in, I believe, 12 different states of Coca-Cola and Pepsi because of high levels of pesticides.
Uh-huh, not NutraSweet. Okay, so this
no, but it's pesticides, but I suspect that it is, in the text of that article, they did mention that apparently, India is one of the world's largest producers of the chemicals that are used in pesticides, and they suspect that it's just they're using the local water, and it's in the water table.
You remember Bhopal?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? I remember when that happened. So, so you're going to talk about oysters today. I thought that was an interesting subject.
Oh, yeah. I had a story here. This is actually sort of a warning from the FDA, and the headline of this Associated Press story is FDA increases warning on eating raw shellfish, and apparently they say that I think this has sort of been triggered by a lot of the really warm weather we've had in the last couple of months, pretty much nationwide, but they're saying that you should sort of avoid eating raw shellfish because they're continuing to get reports of oysters and clams causing people to be sick, and especially the ones that are coming from the Pacific Northwest, which, living in this particular area, the water is not normally very warm here, so but they've had as many as 200 cases of gastroenteritis that the people got from eating raw shellfish.
Are you one of those people that likes oysters?
You know, I used to eat a lot of oysters. I used to go to the little farmer's market here and have oysters just about every Saturday morning, but I've sort of gotten out of the habit of that, but not for any particular reason, just my schedule has changed. So
they're amazingly healthy.
But they are very good for you.
They're a great source. They're one of nature's richest sources of zinc.
Really?
And zinc, of
now,
course.
Would an oyster be something with some of these scares we've had recently of high mercury contents in certain
Probably.
Types of fish? Would it be one that would be high in the mercury content?
You know, I think the mercury tends to accumulate in the fatty part of the fish. So oysters don't have a lot of fat. So I don't think that would necessarily be a problem. Although, you know, the whole ocean is filled with mercury, so probably you will get some. But it's not as bad as some of these big fatty fish.
Usually the cold water fish, they say, are the ones that have the worst, like the tuna and the salmon.
Because there's more fat in the cold water fish. That's probably what that's about. But oysters typically are, you know, great food to eat. Poor little oysters, though. You know, you're eating a live animal when you eat those oysters.
So better them than me.
If you're squeamish about that, that's pretty understandable. I find them delicious. Maybe a little bit of hot sauce on there would kill some of that bacteria.
Oh, that's the best stuff there. A little Tabasco, maybe.
Right, some of that Tabasco. Okay, we'll talk more about seafood and oysters and anything else you'd like to talk about if you give us a shout at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben along with Doug Winfrey. We're coming back after this break on the ZBS Radio Network.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells. Longevity steps up with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density. Calcium with OsteoFX from Longevity. To order, call your Longevity distributor. And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today, along with Doug Winfrey. We were talking before we went to break about shellfish. I guess not really, well, shellfish, oysters. You know, there's two kinds of shellfish. They call them crustaceans and mollusks. Do you know the difference, Doug?
Yeah. One is a shell, the other one has a shell.
Very good. Douglas, you're on top of it.
I didn't start out, you know, my college years as a biology major and forget it all.
You are a smart guy, no doubt about it. Yeah, the crustaceans are like lobsters, shrimps, prawns. Those are animals that have shells.
Crawdads.
Crawdads. You like crawdads?
Oh, they're good.
Well, the bivalves, the mollusks, those are even better, I think. The clams and the oysters and the mussels. Actually, you know, nothing beats a good lobster. That's true. You have a good point there. But I really like the bivalves.
I used to know a guy who claimed that you shouldn't eat lobsters because, you know, they're bottom feeders. And so he likened them. He said they're sea cockroaches.
They are. They're insects. They're very similar to insects.
You know, they're really, in their etymology, they are very close.
That's right. Shrimp, too. Shrimp are like that as well. And it's interesting because we give, you know, insects are considered delicacies in most of the world. Cockroaches, grasshoppers, ants. Much of the world eats insects and considers them a great source of protein. And locusts. And I always kind of found that.
I just read an article
gross.
The other day that a lot of our food products that we're getting nowadays, some of the colorings and things are
come from insects.
Yeah. There was a specific one, yogurt. They were getting the kind of red color you get
from a beetle.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a certain type of, I think it's a cochineal egg or something that they get a yellow from. So they are actually using that as the dye or the coloring.
Comes from insects.
And it comes from insects.
Hey, if you can get around the grossness of it, insects are actually great sources of protein, low fat, low cholesterol, the whole bit. And, of course, shrimp and lobsters are ocean insects. You know, I mean, if you look at a lobster real close, there's a lot of resemblance between a scorpion and a lobster. And shrimps, as you mentioned, have been called ocean cockroaches. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, insects are great. Could potentially be great foods. There's an ant in South America that gives off a sort of vinegary kind of taste. It makes something called formic acid. These stinging ants and formic acid taste a lot like vinegar. So the natives will dip the ants in chocolate and have chocolate covered ants with vinegar. Good source of protein.
I saw a television show the other day where they were eating ants and they said it sort of had a lemony flavor.
I want the same idea, citric acid, formic acid, yeah. They're very similar. They're both alpha hydroxy acids. In fact, the same formic acid that's found in ants is great for your skin also. So maybe in the future we'll have skin treatments made with these formic stinging ants.
That is one thing they teach people at survival school is to, you know, if you're stranded out in the wilderness somewhere and you can't find a food source, that to keep your protein levels up, to eat bugs.
Eat bugs. I heard.
And they recommend if you can't get past the ookiness of it, to crunch them up with some berries or something, sort of give it a sweet flavor so it'll taste a little better.
I heard that the abalone is going for $180 a pound. And I know you're in abalone country out there, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I just went and got some abalone, went fishing and used my sport fishing license to do that about 2 months ago.
Abalone is also incredibly healthy, as all mollusks are. And it's pretty tasty from what I understand, although I can't say.
It is very tasty. We'll see if we can hook you up with some next time you come out to California.
So you have to do it yourself, though? You have to open the thing up yourself?
I suppose there are markets where you can go buy it. There's some of the Asian markets will carry it, but it is very, very strictly and tightly controlled because it is an endangered species. So, yeah, you do have to have a sport fishing license, and I could get them. I could give you one, but I could not sell you one.
Do you have to dive? Do you have to have
A lot of people dive. I actually do, where just wait for low tide, just go out and find them that way.
Interesting. All right, we're going to come back and take your phone calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080. Or 888-379-2552 if you've got questions about prescription drugs, questions about health and healing, questions about the human body, or questions about the longevity line of nutritional supplements. We want to hear from you today. 888-379-2552, toll free, or 831-685-1080 on your priority line. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the CBS Radio Network.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
We're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Thanks for being here. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We're talking about migraine headaches, digestive health, and the last few minutes we've been talking about seafood and mollusks and
bugs. Animals.
And eating bugs, yes, eating ants and eating cockroaches and eating grasshoppers. Grasshoppers are good for you. All right, so
eating bugs is if you don't get them chewed up good, they keep trying to crawl back out.
Have you ever eaten a bug?
Probably by accident.
No,
yeah.
You know, there are bug parts allowed in the food.
Oh, yeah, there's a certain amount of bug parts in everything you eat that's pre-processed.
It's just extra protein, no biggie. So, all right, well, I wonder why it is that we have a special hatred for bugs anyway.
Not sure.
You notice that? Maybe it's because they look so different. They just look freaky.
Well, and it takes a lot of them to make a meal, too.
Yeah, that's probably true. But if they had cute little eyes, you know, maybe they wouldn't
be... warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, if they were warm and fuzzy, maybe we wouldn't feel so bad about them. Maybe then we wouldn't have a problem eating them. We only eat the animals that are cute. I wonder what that's about.
I don't know. Have you ever seen a ling cod?
No, but I've seen deer and venison and even cows and goats. They're all real cute. All right, enough of this. Let's see who's waiting for us on the line, Douglas.
Well, let's head to upstate New York, and Mark, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
What's up, Mark?
Well, I got to tell you, my friend, I'm going to stay away from the bugs.
Cockroaches?
I know you got
lots of cockroaches up there. I'm from New York. How about our friends in Florida? You ever see a Florida cockroach? That could feed a family of four for like two days, probably.
Wow. Acid reflux.
Okay. You want to talk about acid reflux? Do you have it?
Yes, and it's a continuous sore throat.
Oh, yeah. Well, then it's starting to get into your throat. Then you've got a little problem there. Have you heard of something called Barrett's esophagus?
No.
Barrett's esophagus is a pretty serious condition, and that's when the acid is starting to eat away at your esophagus. And that's when you're starting to get into some serious health issues. If it's mild heartburn, there's some interesting strategies. Usually it's associated with specific kinds of foods. And there are usually foods that weaken or loosen that valve that connects the esophagus with the stomach, with the lower digestive tract. So if you have just a mild form of acid reflux, you want to try and target the kinds of foods that are causing it. Typically chocolates, caffeine, sugary foods will be likely culprits. Sometimes certain kinds of alcohol will do that as well. You may want to consider digestive enzymes and digestive acids if you have just plain old heartburn or acid reflux. Really, you kind of want to stay away, believe it or not, from antacids. Antacids in the long term can exacerbate problems with heartburn. And taking stomach acid actually can be a treatment, interestingly enough. A lot of people have heartburn and acid reflux. It's pretty common. In fact, antacids are the number one selling over-the-counter medicine. There's a couple really interesting books that I've read. One by Dr. Jonathan Wright you may want to consider. It's called Why You Need Stomach Acid. And that's something for everybody who's got problems with heartburn. Your esophagus, however, is a real big problem. The esophagus, unlike the stomach, doesn't have a lining. So if it's exposed to acid, then you're going to start to run into a problem. So you may want to consider, if you have problems in the esophagus, you may want to consider some more extreme measures, and that would be antacids, prescription antacids, or over-the-counter antacids. Other than that, if you take an antacid, you're going to subject your digestive system to further stress because you need acid to break down foods. So, and you'll find yourself, if you're taking antacids regularly, deficient in minerals, deficient in B vitamins, you'll have a harder time breaking down proteins. So I really am not a big believer in antacids. I much prefer you taking either digestive enzymes, digestive acids, even probiotics like the Youngevity Flora FX can sometimes help with heartburn. Staying away from specific foods is another strategy that you may want to employ. There's something called mastic gum, M-A-S-T-I-C, and that could be a nice treatment. And there's also a plant extract called DGL, deglycerized licorice, which comes from the herb licorice, not the candy licorice, but the herb licorice. And DGL has also been shown to be helpful if you have acid reflux as well. Can you stick with us, Mark? I want to cover this a little bit more. Yeah. If you can stick with us, that'd be great. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey, taking your calls at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We're going to come back and finish up with Mark, talk about heartburn and acid reflux.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free. We're talking to Mark in upstate New York. We're talking about heartburn, better known as GERD, G-E-R-D, gastroesophageal reflux disease. If you do suffer from heartburn, there's certain things that you may want to stay away from. Carbonated beverages can be a problem. We talked about certain alcoholic beverages. Chocolate and caffeine sometimes are problematic. If you smoke, that might be something to consider. You may want to stop smoking or reduce the amount of cigarettes that you smoke. Smoking can be associated with heartburn as well. And you want to maintain the correct weight. Folks who are overweight suffer from heartburn at a greater rate than folks who have normal weight. Of course, eating less is always a good strategy. Eating less is a good strategy for everything. Eating smaller meals as well. And then after you eat, you don't want to lay down. You don't want to lay flat or prone after a meal. And also sometimes sleeping on your left side can help folks who have heartburn. Also, we talked a little bit about mastic gum, M-A-S-T-I-C, mastic gum. You can also try Youngevity's Noni juice. That can be very soothing for the digestive tract. And then also, there was one other one I was talking about. It's escaped me now. Mastic gum. Oh, DGL, deglycerized licorice. That's a nice little tool sometimes for helping with GERD or heartburn. And then, of course, your digestive nutrients, the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. Flora FX also is very helpful. And those are some nice strategies you may want to try, Mark. And thanks so much for calling from upstate New York. Okay, who's next on the line, Douglas?
Let's stay right there in New York and head over to Big Flats. And Dean, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
What up, Dean?
Not too much. I would like to have you talk a little bit about hypothyroid.
Hypothyroid. Yeah, there's a great book about called the Hidden Illness, Thyroid Disease. A lot of folks are hypothyroid and don't know it. If you have problems with weight, especially, if you have dry skin, if you just feel sluggish or slow, all of those are signs that you may have problems with thyroid. Family history also may tell you something. Depression, general fatigue or chronic fatigue syndrome can also be signs of problems with thyroid. Iodine is the best thing you can do if you have problems with your thyroid. In fact, many people who are not eating enough seafood, we were talking about seafood earlier, people who don't eat seafood or who live away from the ocean in the middle part of the country tend to have problems with hypothyroidism. Iodine, as I say, is the best way to treat your hypothyroidism, and you can get iodine in absorbable forms, just straight iodine at the drugstore. SSKI is something that you may want to think about. SSKI stands for saturated solution of potassium iodide. And let me tell you something, SSKI is a great thing just to have in your first aid kit or in your medicine cabinet, because SSKI can be used for to prevent bladder infections or to help with bladder infections, to be used topically as a source of iodine, or to use it internally as a nutritional source of iodine. And that's one thing that you want to think about. Of course, you will get iodine in the Youngevity Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine. And the neat thing about getting your iodine in the liquid mineral supplements is that you'll also get cofactors as well. And there's other minerals that are involved in thyroid health. Magnesium is involved in thyroid health. Of course, calcium and magnesium are involved just in general energy levels. So if you're fatigued, calcium and magnesium can help that way. Also, you'll find those in the Youngevity products. And then staying off of sugar is also very important, because when your insulin spikes up, that can have a negative effect on the thyroid too. If you're hypothyroid and you have skin issues, then you may want to consider some topical remedies just to take care of the superficial skin issues. And then the B vitamins are also very important for general energy levels. Also, vitamin A and essential fatty acids have some beneficial effects on the thyroid. And if you get into a pinch, you can always find something called thyroid extract. And if you do get a prescription drug for thyroid, I recommend you stay away from Synthroid. And you also direct yourself towards Armour Thyroid, which is real thyroid, or glandular thyroid, they call it, as opposed to the synthetic thyroid, which is the Synthroid. And don't pay any attention to these tests. Sometimes your T3, T4 tests are not necessarily accurate. A TSH test is a little bit more accurate, but if you just have the symptoms of thyroid, of hypothyroid, that should be good enough to tell you that you have a problem with your thyroid. The tests are notoriously ineffective. There was one other thing I was going to say about the thyroid. Oh, selenium. Of course, selenium is a very important cofactor when it comes to a healthy thyroid hormone or well-functioning thyroid hormone. So supplementing with selenium, the Youngevity selenium product, the OPC selenium, I think we call it, is another good strategy for helping with thyroid. So good nutrition in general, B vitamins, vitamin A, essential fats. And then don't pay too much attention to the thyroid tests if you have weight gain or fatigue problems and problems with your skin. All those are pretty much indicative of a thyroid problem, which unfortunately is not all that uncommon. Okay, thank you so much for calling from upstate New York, and let's see who's next. Douglas?
Let's head to Willcox, Arizona, and Amy, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Amy.
Hello. I just have a question. I have a 2.5-year-old son who has been, I've been told, is anemic.
Okay.
And he's also tending to bruise real easy.
Okay.
And I was just wondering what you would recommend that I could do for him.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'll tell you what you things that you can give him and things that you should stay away from. The most important thing, if he does have problems with anemia and bruising, you may want to look at the B-complex. I take it, you know, sickle cell anemia is a specific kind of anemia, but it typically only happens in African Americans, and it doesn't sound like you're African American, so I'm not going to go there with sickle cell anemia. But just general anemia can be caused by problems with the spleen or problems with the liver or nutritional deficiencies. So you may want to consider things that help build the blood vessels and help build blood. The B complex is especially important. Folic acid, vitamin B12 are all very important for helping build blood. And also strengthening the blood vessels is also a very important strategy, and vitamin C is important in that regard. So a good nutritional supplement program will be very important for helping your son. You may want to consider the Ultimate Classic, the Tangy Tangerine. Those are both good sources of the B-complex. They're great for children. Also, vitamin C. You'll find vitamin C in the Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine. Try and stay away from the bad guys, the sugars. Getting his insulin spiked up can have a negative effect, especially if he's tired. If you notice that he's bruising, then if he's still bruising after you supplement, you may also want to think about vitamin K. Talk to your doctor, however, about vitamin K. And then if he does have a problem with vitamin K, that could mean that he's having some problems with his good bacteria. Vitamin K and the B-complex also, by the way, are made by good bacteria in the digestive tract. And children, if they have problems with their digestion or problems with food allergies, can have become deficient in good bacteria, in which case they won't be making the vitamin K they need. They won't be making the B-complex that they need. And if he's like most kids and doesn't like to use vegetables, then he'll have especially special deficiency in these, in the B-complex and the vitamin K. So you may want to consider strengthening his digestive system too. FlorFX is a great source of probiotics. Also, the Nightly Essence is a great source of good bacteria. Probiotics are good bacteria. And, of course, with the Nightly Essence, you'll also get some good protein for children, and they're growing, and they need protein. Does he have any food allergies or digestive problems?
He's allergic to milk.
Okay. So if he's allergic to milk, chances are he's allergic to other things as well. You are keeping him off the milk and the dairy?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a good idea, and congratulations on that. I'm glad you're savvy enough in that regard. But you may want to look to other foods that he's having a problem with also, especially if you notice any digestive problems. And typically anemia, anemia can be secondary to digestive issues. So look to see if there's any particular foods that are causing him problems, or just get him some probiotics. It doesn't hurt to put kids on probiotics, good bacteria. And then talk to your doctor, see what he thinks about vitamin K for the bruising. That may be helpful as well. Okay? And good food sources of vitamin K are spinach and kale, and broccoli and green leafy vegetables. And those are good ways to get vitamin K if he'll eat those foods, of course. Okay? Thanks for calling. And I hope we helped you out. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. Got a few more minutes to talk to you. 888-379-2552 is your toll-free number. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey, and you're listening to the ZBS Radio Network. We're coming back right after this break.
In the hectic pace of everyday life, you barely have time for a decent meal when you're juggling a job, kids, and a spouse. Who has time to eat properly, let alone supplement the nutritional needs of your body? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a supplement program that's quick and fulfills your daily requirement of essential nutrients? Now you can with Ultimate Daily. The easy-to-swallow all-natural Ultimate Daily tablets are formulated to provide a full day's supply of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. And at $36 a bottle wholesale, you'll have a broad spectrum of nutrients specifically designed for people like you. People on the go. Give your body what it needs, a complete and convenient nutritional supplement, Ultimate Daily. And if you're not getting your daily supply of fruit and vegetables, check out Ultimate Beyond Juice Fruit FX and Veggie FX.
Remember, these products are available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
And while you have them on the line, don't forget to ask how you could become a wholesale buyer for free.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey. Got a couple more minutes to speak to you today, so if you've got a question, now's the time to get on board. 831-685-1080. Or 888-379-2552, toll-free, 888-379-2552. Who's next there, Douglas?
Let's head to Bryan, College Station, Texas, and Jane, you're on with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Jane.
Hi, Pharmacist Ben.
What's up?
I am another success story, and I'm very pleased to say that.
Let's hear it.
Back in June 28th, I called. I was depleted. My body started breaking down because I just wasn't getting, I wasn't getting enough of anything.
Okay.
And I talked to Dr. Wallach, and he said to get the pig pack and to start it. I had been on my own program of Dr. Dean Adele.
Okay.
No.
Dr. Dean Adele, yeah.
No, not he. The woman.
Adele Davis?
Adele Davis' formula, PEPA.
I don't know that wasn't enough.
It wasn't all of the nutrients at the same time. So anyway, I did it for 2 weeks. I'm back swimming.
That's awesome. You sound
great,
too.
An hour and a half, three times a week, in 87-degree temperature, and I'm not exhausted.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is.
And you sound
wonderful.
You sound vibrant.
Well, I am. It's marvelous.
Oh, that's good.
I talked to somebody. I was trying to find out other people who might be interested in taking the program.
Okay.
And I called a woman who had used it. She said that when she was using it, her hair just shone. You know, it was so beautiful.
Wow.
But that she said she couldn't afford it. And I thought, you mean that you... It's just phenomenal that they found something that would work.
Yeah.
And still they won't go and stay with it.
Lose the cable TV. Your health is way more important.
Whatever it takes.
I know, right? That's what
I
say. Every time I hear somebody say that they can't afford a good health program or a nutritional supplement program, I think about the hospital. And what's a hospital going to cost? Or what are prescription drugs going to cost? And what is it going to cost to just take days off from work? And what's it going to cost aside from money just in your sense of well-being and your sense of joy and joie de vivre and zest for life? And can you put a price on that? I'm telling you, you can't afford not to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program.
I don't understand how they can do that.
I know. And in any case, what are we talking about, a dollar a day, a couple dollars a day?
Well, whatever it is, go, you know, do something besides go take another job.
Right, take another job. You got it. Exactly.
Okay,
whatever.
My question, I have several questions.
Okay,
what program for a one-year-old?
As far as the longevity products go,
yes.
Flora FX probably, small amounts of the mineral supplements, Ultimate Classic Tangy Tangerine, small doses of protein, and then maybe prick one of those little EFA capsules unless the mom is breastfeeding. And then if the mom is breastfeeding, then she should take the essential fatty acid capsules and she should take the nutrients. But all those things, I would probably just make sure that the doctor was okay with all of that. But for even a one-year-old, even a one-year-old benefits from a good nutritional supplement program. And hopefully no doctor will ever put a one-year-old on a prescription drug. I say hopefully because I know it does happen. And so I'm assuming you're talking about just a healthy one-year-old. But those are some things that you may want to consider. The digestive tract is really an organ system that you want to focus on with babies because their digestive systems are so immature, especially if they're not getting breast milk. So probiotics, a little bit of fats, and a little protein, a little bit of the mineral supplements. Okay, anything
else? Okay, I have an 88-year-old father-in-law that just had his gallbladder removed.
Okay.
If I'm to purchase one product for him, which would you choose?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. Probably the enzymes. I mean, I hate to say one product because and I don't want anybody out there thinking that that's the most important thing. But if I had to say one, I would be targeting the digestive system because when you've had your gallbladder taken out, you're going to have a big problem absorbing fats, and that means no essential fatty acids. That means no phytonutrients. That means no vitamin A, no D, no vitamin E, no vitamin K. And the list of toxicities or side effects that can be associated with those deficiencies is as long as your arm. So it's the real core to health if you had your gallbladder removed is making sure that your digestive system is operating appropriately. Those ultimate enzymes are a great way to do just that. And if I could throw another one in, I would say the probiotics too. Those can help with fat absorption as well. Okay, that's all we have time for today. Thanks so much for calling. And we had a great show today. We talked about oysters, the digestive system, seafood in general, and what else? Thyroid issues, all kinds of good stuff in the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. For Doug Winfrey, Dr. Wallach, all the folks at the ZBS Radio Network, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, my friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome day. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.